and appreciation. This is Ava DuVernay. It was a Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. I was in Alabama when it happened, when the world cracked down the middle and everything I knew was split wide open. That was the day my father ascended to another realm. He went home to another place. He became one with the spaces between the stars. Less than a month after the passing of my father, Mr. Murray May, I began pre-production in Los Angeles for a film version of A Wrinkle in Time, which follows a girl who has lost her father. His name is Mr. Murray. To say I began the process of bringing Madeline L'Engle's beloved novel to life feeling much like her main character, Meg Murray, would be an understatement. I was grieving a sudden disappearance of my father, like Meg. I was angry with things beyond my control, like Meg. I was questioning my place in the grand scheme of things, like Meg. Delving into her journey helped me with my own in ways that healed my broken heart, in ways that make this tender story so dear to me. But I'm far from the only person to have a story of deeply personal ties to Miss L'Engle's work. Since being announced as the director of A Wrinkle in Time's film adaptation, I've had the great privilege of hearing many stories from people all over the world describing their affection for and connection to Meg's path. The book opened a new world for me, they say. I was Meg, and I felt everything she felt. I've read the book more than a dozen times over the years. I'm reading the book with my kids and making beautiful new discoveries within the pages. There are so many layers that resonate with me even more as an adult. This story saved my life. And across my social media feeds, not only do I find wide and varied reactions to the story of A Wrinkle in Time itself, but a wide and varied group of people offering said reactions. Through profile pictures, I can see who's writing me, and it is a delight. People from every walk of life, every age group, every race and culture, people over 60 years old to 16 years old, people with and without children, folks in school, and people who've never been to school, as with one woman who confided that she taught herself to read at age 27 by using A Wrinkle in Time. People of all economic backgrounds, in every continent of the world, one of the most moving messages came from a 42-year-old man in the Philippines who wrote of how the exploration of the unknown in the book changed his way of viewing his own existence. This is not a kid's book. This book has no limits. But this book is especially meaningful to human beings between the ages of 8 and 12, because this is a magical story, and those ages are a magical time. A time to discover who we are in our own minds and in our own hearts. A time to listen and learn and think and wonder. A time to start to decide for ourselves how we want to walk through this world. And as we follow Meg's journey, we think about our own. To read A Wrinkle in Time is to join with millions of people around the world, across generations, across decades, who have done just what you are about to do. Open the door to an act of love. For that is what Miss L'Engle has gifted us with. An act of love. A pathway through the darkness. A quest for belonging. A call to action. A step toward bravery, an embrace of self-discovery, an ode to those who are stronger than they know. For me, this book activates both transparency and resistance. It urges us to open ourselves up to those hurts, those tribulations, those disappointments, those doubts, those uncertainties, all of which can be summarized as darkness. It walks us through that pain to a light within ourselves, helping us to resist all that is not for our good and fight for a better way. Simply put, A Wrinkle in Time offers a glimpse of eternity. In her book, A Ring of Endless Light, Miss L'Engle quoted the 17th century poet Henry Vaughan. I saw eternity the other night, like a great ring of pure and endless light, all calm as it was bright, and round beneath it, time, in hours, days, years, driven by the spheres. This glimpse of eternity's endless light is what we know as hope and joy and love. Small words for some of the most powerful forces in the universe, forces that connect us to the spaces between the stars and to the best part of ourselves.
Hello, this is Madeline L'Engle.